We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Sean and RJ on your home of the Rangers and Cowboys 105.3 The Fan Hump Day Edition.
Hump Day!
Where we are always joined at this time by the playmaker, Michael Irvin. He is an Odyssey NFL insider, and insider calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. If you are looking for a car, go to Driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. And Michael, of course, just back from Germany, where Tom Brady described it as like a top three football experience of his entire life. Yeah. And then like they stayed in the stands after the Bucs beat Seattle. And then yesterday it came out that the NFL is looking at other countries.
Spain and France as possible, I don't want to say expansion cities for now, that they would be eventually expansion countries or cities, but playing games in Spain and France. I've always questioned when you go to these games, how many of the people in these stadiums are Americans that live there? Like, if you go to a sports bar in Munich, are they talking about the NFL?
Right.
You know, are they? So, like, do they have a big call for it, or is it a novelty for them?
Novelty, I think.
So if you put a team over there, are they going to care as much as we do here? I think the answer is probably no. It doesn't mean you don't try. But, you know, it's like, you know what told me that there was a lot of that a lot of those people in that stadium were transplants? They were singing "Take Me Home, Country Roads." Do you think in Munich there's a big call for John Denver?
But what's your overall point with this?
Like, I think it's I expand to the U.S., Canada.
That doesn't make any sense for the NFL in terms of making more money, right? The NBA is probably it's the most global sport.
The NBA?
Yeah. And the national, well, yeah, you know, soccer.
Hockey, soccer.
Of ours, right?
Right.
But the National Football League wants to do the same thing.
They do.
They want to sell jerseys, and they want to spread it to other countries. That's what they want to do. And this is a way for them to do it. You can't put a team there because of the travel. Let's ask Mike, the playmaker Michael Irvin, joining us on the Diamond Factory Hotline, back from Germany. Michael, is there a crazy thirst for the NFL where you just were, and is it a good idea to expand this to even more countries?
When you see 3 million requests for tickets, you know the NFL is not leaving. Well, you know, those owners are not leaving that money hanging out in Germany or anywhere else. Absolutely. The thirst is insane. It's incredible. That was an incredible evening. I mean, you know, it was a good game. It was a good game. And then what was wild was after the game, nobody left.
Yeah.
Nobody left. Everybody stayed. It was so beautiful. Because, you know, here in America, you go up by 5 points. At the end of the third quarter, most trying to make it to that airport. They're trying to beat that traffic. They're trying to beat that traffic. But here, they stayed. And then they just kept playing all those American songs, you know. It was an insane scene. It really was a beautiful, insane scene. And absolutely, they're going to try to put a team over there. Commissioner Goodell and I, we had that same conversation on the sideline. That's exactly what we were talking about. that kind of evening, the kind of evening it was, and the possibility of a team being there.
How bad of a loss was this for the Cowboys against the Packers?
I thought it was a bad loss. You know, listen, you got to win these kinds of games, plain and simple. You know, you're a better team. This team's spinning, you know, going through it. You go in the Lambeau. And I told you guys last week I said I'm worried about a game like this. This is the kind of game the Cowboys go up and stink up the place and lose. And they did exactly that. And that's why I knew Green Bay was going to try to right the ship. And now you're the perfect team for them to say we right the ship against. Because everybody beat the Cowboys. The Cowboys were hot. You beat the Cowboys. Boy, everybody forget all the problems. And how the hell do you make Christian Watson look like Devontae Adams?
Oh.
It was amazing. You give him 200 yards rushing, back-to-back 200 yards rushing. And then you let them find Christian Watson to put them back on the map. I mean, for me, looking at that game, seeing it again, that was a horrible loss for the Cowboys.
Mike, I'm sure you had a game or several that you were in control of the entire time. The game got away from you at the end. You wound up losing. Like, how long does a game like that sit with you? Do you cope with it?
There were not several. Let's not get into that. Maybe there were one or two. The one I can remember, a Washington game, you know. And that was the game that Jimmy said after we lost the game. Remember, we fumbled a couple times in the end zone, and then they wouldn't let us eat. That's when Jimmy wouldn't let us eat. You know, he's like, shit, we're hungry, if you play better, you know. And then we use that to carry over the rest of the season. So every time we're in a tight game, late in the game, I come in home and say, man, hey, man, are we going to eat or not? What are we doing? Are we going to eat or not? If we're going to eat, let's get plans. You know, you kind of use that as you went. But yeah, I remember a couple games like that. But this game right here, watch. End of the year, when this thing starts tallying up, and we're trying to jockey for positions, this is the game that we're going to turn to and say, man, we just won that one. Maybe we had a chance at winning the division or something like that.
Explain to us whose fault the interceptions were, as you did on Twitter for one of them.
Well, okay, and you know, it's so funny. I was at the hospital yesterday, so I didn't post it. But Dan Orlovsky and Ryan Clark, you know, they did the touch screen, and they pulled that play up. They pulled that play up, and they used that play. And I said, okay, that's great. So I text Dan because I was watching with my mom, and that's what I said. I text Dan. I said, "Send me that play right now. I'm going to post that touch screen because it talks about it." Okay, and what happened on this play? It was they disguised the coverage. It was really a Tampa two, cover two. You know where a linebacker in Tampa two always run right down the middle of the field, but they disguised it. They looked like they were in cover two. They dropped one safety down in the middle, and then backed up another safety. So it was still Tampa two, except for the linebacker running down the middle of the field. He started high and ran down towards the middle of the field, and that's where the guy intercepted the ball. And what I was telling the people, this is a read route. When we ran it, if it was cover two, and the center was open, then the receiver has to go and then take the middle of the field and run down the field. And then Dak throws that ball. If the center of the field is closed, cover three or anything else, then it becomes a square in. And you will see on this play when I post it where CeeDee Lamb was kind of confused. He was kind of confused. He was reading cover two because it looked like cover two in the way they disguised it. He was reading cover two, but that safety dropped down. The other safety dropped out. He dropped in a robber's position. It was a inverted cover to a Tampa two. It was inverted Tampa two. And you don't even see where CD kind of faked the square in where then Dak threw it and then he went up the field. One, you can't do that. That ball was already thrown. He's reading CD and CD had to get across his face at that time and he didn't do it. It became an interception. They both have to read the same thing at the same time. And they just beat you with the coverage. They disguise the coverage, and they beat you with the coverage.
Are these communication things like alarming, or it's something small that happens to everybody?
Well, on that play, you know, it happens sometimes. It just happens where you just got beat. They out schemed you on that play, and they out schemed Dallas on that play. And without those guys being on the same page, it became an interception. That's not alarming. That was a tough read.
Okay.
I could have messed that up. Anybody could have messed that up because you never see anybody disguise cover to Tampa 2 that way, where the safety that was on the right top hash drops down in and plays the robber position. That's the guy that intercepted the ball. He played the robber position. So whenever you see that receiver cast across his face, no matter what, you have to get across that face.
Michael Irvin here on The Fan. You've been worried about it since last year. You were worried about it against the Bears in Philadelphia, and it happened against the Packers, man. How does this run D? Can this run defense get fixed? Is this going to do them in?
Yeah, I told you guys, man, that this thing has to work in harmony, you know. And the Packers, they did a great job in being patient. They were down 14 but didn't come off the run. Most teams down 14 will come off the run. Or we helped them out because we only ran the ball a few times when we were up 14. You see what I mean? We'll give them more opportunities with all these three and outs, not moving the ball and everything like that. I am worried about it. And I don't know if you can fix it. I don't know how you can fix it. You know, the one thing, they had a fast receiver that gave us problems. We tried to stack everybody in the line of scrimmage, and when you did that, they used that fast receiver, and he just got crazy and got wide open. I don't know if we can fix that. They worried me. It worried me last year when we were playing San Francisco. I told you it worries me this year. And it's continuing to worry me this season.
Do you actually get up on the ladder yourself to change your smoke alarms?
Hell no.
I thought I heard one in the background. I thought I heard a smoke
alarm.
Right.
And when they come, they'll come and change them. I ain't changing
them. How are you going to sleep? You cannot be in the house all day with that alarm going off.
Unless it's in the East Wing.
I have no issue with it whatsoever. I ain't getting up here. My ceilings are way up there. I'm not getting up there changing nothing.
Are you going to?
It's so funny. You know what? I promise you guys, once I get my lights, the ceilings are so high, you know, those lights that's in the ceiling recess. I had a guy come out one day. One time I said, man, I want to change all my lights in the ceiling. A few went out. I said, let's change all the lights. How much? This joker quoted me $40,000. I said, dude, come on, man.
$40,000?
Your butt up here and say $40,000 to change, I don't know, 30 lights in my ceiling. I said, man, y'all got to stop coming in these gates with numbers like this. Come on, dude.
Mike, stop it, Mike, you got to start saying grounds like Jerry dropped on us yesterday. We can't ask you about Christmas lights because we know you won't splurge for them. But Jerry said, yeah, they've been on my grounds for a while. So that's how we know you made it, upper echelon, grounds.
I'll change your lights, Mike, for $38,000, by the way. I'll undercut this
right,
guy.
Right, man. Listen, man. And listen, you know what? I went, that's the first, now you asked me about changing batteries. That's the first time, I promise you, that's the first time I ever did that. I said, man, get out of here. I went to Home Depot, and they told me, they gave me this thing that you can put a bulb on, you go up there and sponge on the light, and you unscrew it, and then you screw one. Man, I said, this is ridiculous. This is what he was going to do. That was it. I changed out the light, and it cost me $79. That's it, $9. That's it. I said, this is ridiculous, man. Everybody tried that, man. When they come in the neighborhood, every time they come in the neighborhood, they try to beat you.
Michael Irvin, playmaker on The Fan. I know that you talked to Justin Jefferson. We know that you picked Kirk Cousins for MVP. They only have one loss. Cowboys have them next. How big of a problem is who does Jefferson remind you of? Is he the next, even over guys like Ja'Marr Chase and others?
Yeah, I love the kid. I love his competitive spirit. You know, I told you guys, you know, that my coach, one of the coaches that recruited me way back in high school, you know, and he still trains wide receivers. And he was training Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase. And he and I talk every year about receivers and receivers he trained. And he said to me, he said, Michael, in all my years, and all this, I almost followed this guy to Indiana University and then LSU. His name is Jerry Sullivan. He said, all my years of coaching wide receivers, he had me at Indiana University. It was the first camp I went to coming out of the ghetto. Where I told you guys that they sent me to this camp, and then we had to come back and scrape the wallpapers off all of their hotels in Fort Lauderdale and Miami to pay for it. It was the worst job in the world. They'll never get me like that again. I sat at the pay. It take you could be scraping for hours and you just got a little spot clean. I was like, oh my God, why did we make this deal? It was the worst deal in the world. But it's the first time we ever got out of the ghetto. So I had to make the deal to go to Indiana. But he told me when he called me, he said, Michael, listen. He said, all my years since you, I've never had anybody as competitive as you. He said, this guy, Justin Jefferson, he's as competitive as you. He called me to tell me this before Justin Jefferson got anywhere in the league. And that's why I've been looking for him and waiting on him for, you know, I mean, and could wait to see what he does. And that play the other day was insane. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I want to see the Cowboys have some of. Some of that ain't no damn way I am going to lose this game. I want to see somebody have some of that in them. Because that's what Justin Jefferson has. We went up here. How did he get that football? Mm. The football didn't even look like it was passable. It was catchable. It didn't even look catchable. But his spirit, his competitiveness, his ain't no way I'm losing this game went up and got that football, and we need some of them. Ain't no way I'm losing this game, guys.
Best catch ever?
I think it was. It's funny because I'm going to reach out. I want to reach out to him and Odell and have a conversation about that. Now, when you look at the situation, Odell, I think they still lost that game, but it was just an incredible game catch by Odell. This catch on fourth down, on fourth and 18, with the situation around it, makes this, I think, the greatest catch ever.
Welcome back from Germany, brother. Hope your mother is doing better from all the tolos. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely, my brother. Appreciate you, guys. Appreciate you guys. Appreciate all the prayers, man. But listen, that thing in Germany, it's just between us now. they're going to play a game again. They're going to do another game in Germany. Maybe, just me, maybe even two next year. That's how crazy that was.
Michael Irvin, the playmaker and Odyssey NFL insider. Thank you, Mike. Of course, insider calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. You can shop more than 25,000 new and used cars in Driveway's nationwide inventory. Final hour of a hump day edition is next. But first, let me get you DFW Security, where you always get better protection, cutting-edge smart technology, award-winning mobile app for just $38.99 a month. $38.99 a month, including the equipment and the professional installation. If you got people trying to come into your home, like the Playmaker, to fix your 40 lights, you can watch it even while you're out of the neighborhood. Get started today with nothing out of pocket. With other companies, $40 a month only gets you an old school noise maker. You have the indoor, the outdoor, the doorbell cameras. I got the backyard and the side cameras as well for when people are coming around the house in the neighborhood. Smart locks, thermostat control, garage door control as well. Be one of the first 10 Tolos to call right now. Mention me, Sean from The Fan. You get 2 months free. 888-594-50.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.